The Dreamliner is certified. United Airlines will snazz up its cabins. And Delta is buying 100 new 737s. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, August 29th, 2011. As expected, FAA Administrator Randy Babin announced on Friday that the agency has approved production of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. At an event at Boeing's facility in Everett, Washington, Babbitt presented Boeing executives with type and production certificates for the version of the plane with Rolls-Royce engines. Babbitt observed, quote, "Today's achievement could not have been possible without the professionalism and dedication of the FAA team involved in the certification. The engineers, inspectors, and flight test pilots all worked diligently to ensure our high safety standards were met," unquote. Boeing Commercial Airplanes CEO Jim Albaugh commented, quote, "Certification is a milestone that validates what we have promised the world since we started talking about this airplane. This airplane embodies the hopes and dreams of everyone fortunate enough to work on it. Their dreams are now coming true," unquote. The European Safety Agency, EASA, also issued a same-day validation of the FAA type certificate for the 787. The latest contract date for delivery of the first Dreamliner to launch customer All Nippon Airways is now set for September 25th. United Continental Holdings says it plans to invest more than $500 million in its onboard product. The company says these and other planned product changes come in addition to 25 new aircraft, including the Dreamliner, that the airline will introduce to its fleet next year. The plans include the installation of flatbed seating on 62 additional long-haul aircraft, bringing total aircraft with flatbed seats to 185, adding Economy Plus seating and Channel 9 air traffic control audio to more than 300 aircraft, nearly doubling the overhead storage space on more than 150 planes, installing advanced broadband Wi-Fi on more than 200, and introducing streaming wireless video on board 747-400s. United is also planning a complete nose-to-tail renovation of its popular PS fleet, which operates from JFK to both San Francisco and Los Angeles. When completed in 2013, PS, short for Premium Service, will offer flatbed seats, Economy Plus, power ports at every row, on-demand audio and video, and Wi-Fi service. Boeing's stalwart 737 continues to rack up sales. Boeing and Delta Airlines announced an order for 100 next-generation 737-900 extended-range planes last week. The order has a list price value of more than $8.5 billion and is part of Delta's fleet renewal effort to replace its less efficient domestic airplanes. Delta President Ed Bastian maintains, quote, "The 737-900ER is the perfect airplane to replace the older, less efficient airplanes in our single-aisle fleet. Reliability and fuel efficiency are direct contributors to our financial performance. The 737-900ER will provide us a reliable airplane with the lowest fuel burn in our domestic fleet," unquote. The Boeing 737-900ER includes aerodynamic and structural design changes to accommodate up to 180 passengers in a typical two-class layout. An advanced technology wing design helps increase fuel capacity and efficiency. Boeing sales VP Marlon Daly, in what could be a subtle response to booming sales of re-engined Airbus single-aisle airliners lately, noted, quote, "We thank Delta for its confidence in the next-generation 737-900ER as a solution to its fleet renewal. As an industry-leading airline, Delta's investment validates the continuous improvements we're making to the next-generation 737's efficiency, economics, reliability, and passenger comfort," unquote. Up next on ANN, the FAA tells Volcaria NIMBYs enough. Swift fuel is used to power an Edge 540, and a pilot who quickly hid his plane's wreckage is being sought by the FAA. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero briefing for Monday, August 29th. I'm Paul Plack. Aero News has, for years now, been following a particularly hyperbolic group of NIMBYs attacking the Valkaria Airport on Florida's East Coast. An anti-aviation faction in the town of Grant Valkaria, near Melbourne, has tried to restrict flight instruction and other legal activities at the airport, sometimes using tactics which sound stranger than fiction. ANN has learned that on August 10th, the FAA called a meeting of the interested parties, including the State Department of Transportation, the mayor, and the loudest complainers, to say enough was enough, and that the agency will no longer investigate any future complaints about Valkaria Airport. A newsletter published by EAA Chapter 1288 documents the meeting. The FAA says 36 complaints wasted the time of 7 FAA inspectors, amounting to 186 man-hours over 9 months. The result, quote, flight standards investigations were unable to substantiate any of the complaints received during this time frame, unquote. The alleged violations included, quote, a plane doing dangerous aerobatics over homes, unquote. That turned out to be a radio-controlled model in a well-established model flying area. The complainers reportedly resorted to doctored digital photographs to try to prove that point. Chapter 1288 obtained relevant documents through a Freedom of Information Act request. The Navy's alternative energy program expanded last week when a T-45 trainer completed a successful biofuel flight at Naval Air Station Patuxent River in Maryland on Wednesday. The Salty Dogs of Air Test and Evaluation Squadron 23 flew the high-performance jet trainer on a mixture of petroleum-based JP-5 and biofuel derived from camelina. The high oil content of camelina seeds makes them a valuable source of renewable and sustainable energy. This is the fifth aircraft successfully tested using biofuel at NAS Patuxent River and showcases the Navy's commitment to achieve energy independence by reducing the need for foreign oil. Three additional Navy aircraft are scheduled for biofuel test flights before the end of this year. On Wednesday, Matthias Dolderer, Red Bull Air Race pilot and organizer of the Tancosh Air Show, presented a full aerobatics display completely neutral in terms of CO2 emissions. His Edge 540 was running on the new Swift Fuel 100SF, and the performance is claimed to be a first in aviation history. This is also the European debut of a single-engine aircraft running on biofuel. Swift Fuel 100SF is a lead-free aviation fuel made from biomass, which meets all the requirements for an alternative aviation propellant, exceeding conventional 100 low-lead in some aspects. 100SF has been designed by Swift Enterprises, a company from West Lafayette, Indiana. The company's European branch says the flight was made without any alterations to the aircraft and with the same power output. The plane's 400-horsepower Lycoming engine uses a compression ratio of 11 to 1, which makes it very demanding in terms of octane. And finally today, the FAA is looking for the pilot of a small plane that went down August 18th shortly after takeoff from an airport in Monmouth, Maine. Investigators say the pilot, who was apparently not injured when the plane went down, returned to the accident scene minutes after the crash and towed the wreckage away with a tractor. FAA investigator Jim Peters told the Bangor Daily News that there were multiple witnesses to the accident. He said when two FAA inspectors arrived at the scene, the plane was gone. The Associated Press indicates that, according to the Kennebec Journal, Monmouth Fire Chief Andre Poulin says the pilot used a tractor that was parked outside a nearby business to haul the airplane away. Peters says the FAA is actively looking for the pilot in order to gain more information about the crash. And, no doubt, to conduct a friendly interview to assess his understanding of FAR Section 830. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves has discovered an amazing new source of information on how aircraft perform in strange conditions. And it may be in your glove box right now. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.